911, what's the emergency? I said as I answered the phone. There's a bat in my house. A loud scream came over the speaker. Send someone to come and get it. All right, ma'am. I'll send animal control over as soon as possible. The caller thanked me and said she will be outside waiting. I pressed the button to dispatch the nearest unit. I sat in my cubicle, doodling with my ballpoint pen on a piece of blank white paper. Being a dispatcher isn't always easy, especially in the middle of nowhere, Montana, with a population of 500. We get random calls about bobcats, bison, and bears coming in the front yards, teenagers prank calling because they're bored, and of course, the regular hunting emergencies. But all of this is few and far between. Sometimes we could go hours without getting a call, which made it hard when you work the night shift alone. Kara, I heard my straight-laced boss say as he came down the hallway. I'm here, I yelled back, still doodling on the white paper. I could hear his staggered footsteps coming my direction. Oh, hey, he said, popping his head around the corner. I'm leaving. Do you need anything before I go? I think I'm good. I held up my now cold coffee. I'll turn off the rest of the lights then. Have a great night. I heard the sound of the lights turning off down the hallway. It's those fluorescent lights that make a buzzing sound whenever you're under them. I hated when they get turned off. Everything gets so silent. Being in this building at night, all by yourself, the imagination can get the best of you. I sat at my desk and looked at the 7 computer screens. On one screen, I could see exactly where the emergency responders were located at any given moment. I started memorizing the street names in our designated area. At this time, nothing was going on. It had been a very quiet night. I took a sip of my cold coffee and started jotting down my grocery list for the next day. At this point, the coffee was only doing so much to keep me awake at 1 a.m. What do I need? I asked out loud and wrote down that I needed chicken, vegetables, toilet paper, wine, multiple bottles of wine. I finished making my list, folded it into my jeans pocket. A beeping sound started coming through my headphones, meaning someone was calling in. I looked up as a name and number flashed on the screen in front of me. 911, what's your emergency? I said clearly to the person on the other line. I need help, a child's voice said. What's your name? What can I help you with? I said back to the frightened young girl. I need help, she said again. I replied, I can't help you unless you tell me what's wrong. And then the line went dead. I immediately dialed the number back, but there was no dial tone, and it wouldn't reconnect. I decided to call one of the responding officers to check it out. Jenkins, I need you to respond to 5689 Hickory Valley Road. There could be a possible Vic. I tried calling her back, but I got no answer, I said into my headphones. Thanks, Kara. Hope you're having a good night all by your lonesome, he started laughing. What are you going to do all by yourself in that little cubicle of yours? You're an asshole. As a matter of fact, I'm having a great night by myself. Keep me updated, I said back. Roger that. I sat back in my chair, looked at the right-hand screen. A red dot started moving slowly toward the area where the young girl called from. I watched as it got closer and closer. Then the dot just stopped. This is usually meant the responding officer got to the location or close to it. Our map showed streets, but it didn't pinpoint the exact spot. As I waited for Jenkins to call me back, I took another sip of coffee. I watched the clock as it slowly passed, second by second, minute by minute. I was about to ring him back when the computers lit up. 911 dispatch, what's the exact location of your emergency? I looked up as the name and phone number flashed on the screen. This time I said the name out loud. Olivia Taylor. I tried calling you back, but we couldn't get an answer. A responding officer should be there shortly, I said fast, but in a stern manner. Why won't you help me? She whimpered. I heard her crying on the other line. We're trying to help you, Olivia. Someone should be there any second. I promise you. Can you stay on the line with me? I said while trying to get my shit together. Closet! You can find us in the closet! I could hear another distant whimpering that wasn't coming from the Vic on the line. Olivia, is there someone else with you? My heart felt like it was going to fall out of my chest. I have to go. He will hear me, she cried out. Who will hear you, Olivia? And the phone went dead again. I looked at the map and noticed Jenkins' spot had not moved. Growing concerned, I called him back. The phone rang and rang, but he finally answered. Jenkins, he said with authority. Oh, thank God. I took a second to catch my breath. My heart was pounding a mile a minute. What, Kara? What can't you handle being in that place by yourself? You have to call me all the time. He tried to make a joke, but soon realized I wasn't playing around. What's going on? Are you okay? I got another call from the Vic. What's your ETA? I closed my eyes and tried to stay calm. This is part of the job requirement. Waiting for backup. This place is out of the middle of nowhere. There is only a path through the woods that the cruiser can't fit through. We have to go on foot. I should only be another couple of minutes. I took a look at the screen. I could see two dots moving closer to Jenkins. Call me once you get to the property. She's hiding in the closet. I believe there is someone else with her, I informed him. Thanks for the update. I'll call you once I reach the site. And he hung up. I had to take a moment to decompress. I walked down the long hallway to the bathroom. As I turned on the light, it flickered to the sound of my heartbeat. The familiar buzzing sound calmed me as I splashed cold water on my face. I could tell my color had changed as I looked in the mirror. The normal tan hue was now pale white, and my pupils were dilated. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, I reassured my reflection. As I walked out of the restroom, I could hear a beeping sound coming from my headphones again. I ran to my cubicle, thinking it was Jenkins giving me an update. But as I saw the name on the screen, my stomach immediately dropped. Olivia, I know this is you. Are you okay? I looked at the screen with the map. The officers are on their way. They should be there in less than a minute. There was no response. Are you there? Can you hear me, Olivia? A whimper came over the other line. It's too late, she finally said. He's in the room. He heard me. Who's in the room with you? Please tell me so I can let the officers know. I took a deep breath, determined to stay calm. He has a gun, I heard the door open as a loud scream came over the line. I could hear two loud rounds of popping and silence. Shit, 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 I screamed out loud. I knew what this meant. Tears started rolling down my face. The screen started lighting up again. This time, the name and Carlos Jenkins. I took a deep breath as I answered it. The Vic just called again. Could have a DOA, Jenkins. You took too much fucking time, I yelled into the phone. How has anyone been calling you, Kara? He said, confused. Don't play this game with me right now. Have you reached the destination or not? I looked at the screen in front of me. We reached the cabin about a mile off the main road. I hate to tell you this, but everyone is gone. There was silence on his end. Shit! I rubbed my face. The skin began to get hot from anger. But I don't understand how anybody could have called you tonight. I looked up from my desk, confused. What do you mean? We found three sets of skeletal remains. One was a male adult, presumed to be the father, and two young girls. The remains have yet to be at least 12 months old. My chest got tight, and the room started spinning. I was about to pass out. The weird thing is, Jenkins started to say, we found the two female skeletons in the closet, but one had a cordless phone in her hand, trying to get help, I guess. And that was the creepypasta known as The Dispatcher. It was written by one Nicole L. I do not give the full last names out on this program. And as you know, we do tend to read creepypastas every now and again. We don't read them well, but we do read them. And please check out our previous creepypastas that we have done in the past. We have had a decent reception to the creepypastas, including one particular writer a couple of months ago, if you've been keeping track of this program, writing to us through Twitter, thanking us for reading their creepypasta. I guess a lot of people do not have a chance to read it or able to read creepypastas in the past, or due to one reason or another, cannot read it. So we tend to provide a service in one shape or form. So I hope you enjoyed them, or enjoyed this particular creepypasta, and if you did or did not, or if you liked us to cover a particular story or something like that, please contact us at our email, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or you can message us through Facebook, and while you're there, you can also like that page, and that is facebook.com/thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. Oh, shit. What did I say, folks? I'm sorry. it's hot. I don't have my fan on right now, because if I had my fan on to keep me cool while I did this, you would hear a bunch of fan noise, and that's not good, not cool for you. Our Facebook page, where you can leave a message and message us and like our page, is facebook.com/thelongcoatmafiapodcast. So please, while you're there, again, while you're there, like it. We do tend to post articles and share articles to everybody there that might not be aware of what's going on when we can, and we do a brief little commentary on them. You can also reach us through both Instagram and Twitter. We tend to be a little bit active on Twitter more so than anything else, but still you can interact with us on both platforms and follow us on both platforms by searching the username Longcoat Mafia. So again, while you're there, you can see what we tweet out and interact with us and see what we're doing on Instagram. So there's that. And we're going to try to do some more live stuff on Instagram every now and again, in a way to show you where we are, what we're doing, as well as our Facebook page. And we're going to be posting some more videos, or at least try to, on our YouTube channel. Please, while you're on YouTube, just search for Longcoat Mafia Podcast, and we will come up, or at least our channel will come up. We do not have that many followers yet on YouTube to warrant in essence, a official name for, or at least a slash Longcoat Mafia Pod type ordeal in reference to YouTube. But the link to it will be in the show description below, as well as the proper credit for the creepypasta. And as always, you could listen to past episodes going all the way to the beginning by either A, going to our website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, or using the Podbean app if you're on the go. Speaking of which, if you are on the go, you could either catch us on either Apple Podcasts, or for the time being, until Google launches it, the Google Play Music Store, or if they have launched it by the time you listen to this, Google Play Podcasts. Either way, it will bring us up. We would be more than happy if you subscribe to either or. But I do recommend using the Podbean app, because I do hear on occasion Apple and Google Play tend not to refresh that often, or there has been problems in the past. So the Google Play Music app is free to use, free to sign up, and free to follow us there. So it's completely free, and I do recommend it. And you will be able to get the current episodes immediately as they're dropped. And let's see, what else do I have to share? Loads of things coming up over the next couple of months, and I will share a few of those with you either through video, Facebook, or some of our social media. So, but still, I'm going to ask all of you to either, if you want more content from us, to either follow us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram and or YouTube, because we might, depending on what we are doing, there will be either a Facebook exclusive Instagram exclusive or a YouTube exclusive, depending on what we find and what we choose to post up. Because sometimes we're able to post things to Instagram that we can't post to Facebook, vice versa. And the same thing goes with videos. Sometimes we're able to put stuff on YouTube, but not Facebook. Like, as of this recording, we have a film theory that we are going to be posting up that's going to be a YouTube-only exclusive due to the size. So there's that, and that's it. So speak to you next week. It should be an exciting episode. We'll be celebrating our 3rd anniversary next week. So take care. This is the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and frontman, saying good night, and I am out. Take care.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.